You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. March is National Youth Art Month, and in Cambria, a month-long show at the historic Old Grammar School is bucking the trend of art disappearing from public schools. Covering the KCBX News Arts Beat, Carol Tangeman reports.
The Old Cambria Grammar School sits halfway between the East and West Villages on Main Street. It was built in 1936 by a contractor from Oakland who was supervising construction at Hearst Castle. Generations of students were taught there until a new, larger school was built in 2005. Coast Unified School District still owns the old building, but the hallways are used as a gallery space by Cambria's Allied Arts. And in March, the old school is once again filled with the art of the local children. Suzette Morrow teaches art at the middle school and the high school in Cambria.
For those of us who know what the building was used for and what it was like when the children were in it, it is really like nostalgic homecoming when March happens and we have the Youth Art Month show.
Since 2006, Cambria's Allied Arts has had a use agreement with the Coast Unified School District. Along with the hallway gallery, they hold workshops and classes and theater productions in the old grammar school. The mission of Allied Arts, a nonprofit organization, is to provide a vibrant community center in the heart of Cambria for all artistic endeavors. Morrow says,
such a beautiful building, and the architecture and the space available is amazing. So we're really grateful that the Allied Arts work with us to allow the students to have the youth art show for a whole month in March, and they are kind enough to clear out all their grown-up work and let us take it over with K through 12 artwork from kids in our community.
There are Youth Art Month shows all over the United States, sponsored by Sargent Art Supplies. The Cambria show is the only local one, and most of the roughly 600 students in Cambria participate. Allied Arts members usually do the judging, and the winners then compete statewide, and California's winners compete nationally. Morrow says this art show and the Friday night opening reception is a big deal for the students, especially those at the middle school.
And the kids there all can tell you exactly what they put in the art show every year, where it was at in the building, who came, what cookies we had. They'll talk about everything about it from all of the years that we've done it.
The opening reception is this Friday at 5:30, and the art will be on display at the Old Grammar School each weekend throughout the month of March. Here are a few students at Coast Union High School describing the works they are submitting for the show.
This piece is a piece I did that has the equation for photosynthesis in it, and I integrated that with a lot of leaves and little people that are pulling the equation down back to the earth to show our destruction of the environment.
I have ADHD. I've grown up with it. A social issue is a focus on like what it's like having it and how that feels at its worst. So it's all watercolor. The figure is focusing around its head and the red birds flying out of it to kind of symbolize lost control of thought, like I can't take control of my thoughts, you're flying around.
At first, my theme was what I thought I was going to be focusing on was distortion. So this is a picture or a portrait of a guy who's literally distorting his face with his hands. And I made it using the background as ink and watercolor.
School funding for the arts has been reduced, but art teacher Morrow feels lucky that Cambria schools get support from the local community.
Back in the back right now, there's some things that were donated by one of the artists in the community that just brings them to the office and says, here's some things we thought you might be able to use here at school, and those things are always so welcome. We have awesome paper we'd never be able to afford, brushes that people bring in. We get a lot of artists that help us out because we're in an art community.
So the old grammar school on Main Street, which for decades held echoes of laughter and walls hung with backpacks, is once again home to the artwork of children. Cambria is one of San Luis Obispo County's smallest communities, but its support of youth art is big. For KCBX, I'm Carol Tangeman.